Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Lots of places to invest, and one of the markets that has served our listeners very well is Memphis, Tennessee. Today, we're going to meet our good friends, Terry Kerr and Liz Nolan from Memphis, and they're going to talk about another market they've had eyes on for years that's just starting to take off today on the Real Estate Guys radio program. The Real Estate Guys are throwing a party, and you're invited. Join us at the New Orleans Investment Conference, November 1st through 4th. Now in its 45th year, it's the nation's longest-running investment conference and features some of the biggest names in economics and investing, including Doug Casey, Dennis Gartman, Rick Rule, and Peter Schiff. The Real Estate Guys are speaking in multiple sessions, attending lots of others, and we're hosting a hospitality suite one of the evenings for our friends and listeners, including some VIPs for you to mingle with. So make plans today to join the Real Estate Guys at the New Orleans Investment Conference. With everything going on in the world, no serious investor can afford to miss it. For all the details, send an email to neworleans@realestateguysradio.com, and it will tell you how to get upgraded tickets and join the party. That's neworleans@realestateguysradio.com. And we'll see you in New Orleans. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Robert Helms, your host. With me, as usual, co-host financial strategist Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You know, a few weeks back, we did a show talking about if you think we're getting near the top of the market, here's some things to do strategy-wise. And then over the last few weeks, we've talked about some of those things. We talked about self-storage with Dave Zook. Last week, we talked about senior housing, specifically in an opportunity zone below Hornbuckle. And today, we're going to talk about one of those resilient markets that has been a great cash flow market for years, and that's Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because we've shared many times on this show about 2008, and it was rough on a lot of people, including us. And coming out of 2008, the world really, from a real estate investing perspective, had changed quite a bit. In the roll up to 2008, there was a lot of easy money. There were all kinds of marketplaces where incomes were solid and those incomes were levered into big loans, and that drove up pricing. Places that people liked to visit, when people were coming from places like California or New York or highly appreciated areas, and they ended up in places like Las Vegas or Phoenix or some other markets that really overappreciated or overheated, it was a factor of good incomes, high credit borrowers getting involved with easy money and pumping up prices because the real estate freight train was rolling and everybody wanted to get in on it. When all that blew up and the financing went away, what really mattered was cash flow. What mattered was the vibrancy of the local market. And we learned a lot about the concepts that we talk about all the time now, like sustainable drivers, what makes a market work, rent to income ratios. It was no longer about maximum leverage to control an appreciating asset, but it was more controlling a stream of cash flow to control a mortgage and be able to stay in the game for the long term. And so that changed some of the markets we were in. A couple of the markets that we dove into were Dallas, Texas, which turned out to be a great, great call, and Memphis, Tennessee. And when we first got approached about going into Memphis, I was like, really? Memphis? And I looked up Memphis, and it was right. This little blue-collar town and bankruptcy capital of the United States, and the price points were low. And on the paper, it looked like the cash flow was solid. But I've always been suspicious of high cash flow markets because typically it's, you know, C-minus, D-class, high expenses, high turnover, tough demographics, Section 8 type stuff that's, you know, very difficult to manage. I'm not saying people can't make money in it, but you just need to know what you're doing and you need to be teamed up with the right property manager. But keeping an open mind, we went out there and we made connections with three or four different turnkey providers who were active in the market at the time, and we developed a relationship with them. Over the years, the relationship that has stood head and shoulders above every other relationship, the people that have done the finest job, have had the best track record, and just continue to do a fabulous job in that marketplace, is Terry Kerr at Mid-South Homebuyers and his associate Liz Nolan. And they've been great to work with, very educational. And of course, I've really learned to appreciate what Memphis is and what makes Memphis work.
We've had lots of folks who have either gone on one of our field trips to Memphis or just gone and visited Terry and Liz. is and come back with great things to say. Their operation's amazing. They really are the gold standard in a lot of ways. But I will tell you, full disclosure, one of the big challenges has been when we first started working with Terry and Liz, they had properties on their website and you could pretty much look over three or four properties that were good candidates and get on the phone and decide which one would work for you and you could get into a contract pretty quickly. For the last many, many years, there's been a waiting list because they refuse to lower their standards just to get property on the market. So instead, they have a great process. Their homes look beautiful. They are all outfitted the same with the same finishes, and which is great from a management point of view. When we met them, I think they had a few hundred homes. Today, it's well over 2,000. So they've really grown. But one of the challenges has been this bottleneck in terms of inventory. We have created a lot more interest, I think, and demand than they've been able to handle, which I guess is a good problem as problems go. But it's still frustrating when an investor says, hey, I'm interested, and they say it'll be a year until you get a house, which was the case for a while. That's been tough. And so I remember a couple years back, we talked to Terry, and he says, I've got another market I'm looking at, but I'm not going to pull the trigger unless I am down and dialed. And it's taken nearly 3 years. But today, when we come back, you're going to hear about market number two for Mid-South homebuyers. And you'll meet Terry Kerr and Liz Nolan right here on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, this is Gene from the Residential Assisted Living Academy. Making money, cash flow, is important. Doing it for the right reasons with a heart is even more important. If you'd like to learn more about turning a single family home into a cash flow machine, earning $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 net or more per month, well, I'd like to share that with you. Our motto is do good and do well. There is a silver tsunami of seniors coming, and you have a huge opportunity. Take advantage of it.
To gain access to an informational webinar presented by certified financial planner and real estate entrepreneur Gene Guarino and discover how you can turn a nice home in a nice neighborhood into a cash flow machine, send an email to ALF, A-L-F, at realestateguysradio.com. That's A-L-F at realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Hi, this is Frank Holmes, Chief Investment Officer and CEO of U.S. Global Investors, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this great radio station all the time at realestateguysradio.com. We're in Memphis, Tennessee today, visiting our good friends, Terry Kerr, Liz Nolan. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Robert. Appreciate you having us.
Great to be here.
It has been a while since we've had you on the show, Terry. I think the first time many years ago, you enamored us with your knowledge of the Memphis market, and you're a Memphian. You were born here in Memphis.
Yep, born and raised in Memphis.
Excellent. And I remember the early story was you were buying properties for your own account and having to flip some properties to get money to do that. And lo and behold, I ended up building up a property management business today. There's no one that listens to our show who doesn't know who Mid-South are. So take us from where you've been to now today. I saw your amazing new facility. The company's really grown.
It has. So some of the things that we've done in the last few years is we opened up so we're still buying houses, renovating these houses. We're still leasing them out to our residents and selling these houses to investors, you know, all over the U.S. and the world. And one of the things that we've done to try to stay competitive is instead of now buying from Home Depot and Lowe's, we are now buying from the same folks that sell to Home Depot and Lowe's, and we have our own hardware store. So by having a little bit more vertical integration, we're able to continue to pay more more for the properties out there in the field, and we're able to put more materials and more rehab into the property. So we're just continuing to do the same old thing, but just trying to add a few more efficiency tweaks. Life is good here in Memphis. I think last year we bought, rehabbed, and sold 426 houses, and it looks like we're going to be closer to 500 this year.
But we call that turnkey investing because you find the property, you figure out what needs to be done, you do all the work, and you don't stop there. You bring a tenant in, and you've got a bunch of properties that you manage as well. What does that portfolio look like now?
Sure. Now we're right around 2,700 houses under management. And the cool thing is the larger we get as a property management company, the more we can specialize with employees, the more we can have our rovers out in the field running around, checking on the houses for us. So it's really nice to be able to have more efficiency with our growth.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, Liz, today you took me around and we saw some houses kind of in every state from, hey, we just got this house to we're in the middle of working on it to it is ready to have tenants move in. Talk through that process.
Absolutely. Well, we saw our whole price range today from $69,000 to about $100,000. And as you were seeing, Robert, we're still the only company nationwide doing a complete rehab while still having better than 1% price to rent ratio. You can find folks that are doing all new everything, but they're not at better than 1%. You find lots of better than 1%, but you're not getting that total rehab. And so that's where we're really unique in the market.
Well, you are. And one of the frustrations people have is you're only in Memphis, and that's actually something we're here to talk about today, is that after all these years, I know you've been working on this for a while, it's time to delve into another market. How did that come about, Terry?
Well, my cousin has been working in Little Rock. I worked with him and kind of helped him get started doing some rehab stuff and some flipping in Little Rock, and he's been asking me for years if we would come to Little Rock. We've got investor buyers of ours that have asking us when we're going to go to Little Rock because they're buying from some of our friendly competitors there, and we just didn't want to jump until we had all of our foundations and all of our systems right, because the main thing that we want to be able to do is we want to be able to provide quality of life for the folks that work for us, and we want to keep the stress down, and I want to keep the stress down on myself and for Liz, and we wanted to make sure that we had the foundation built. So over the last couple of years, we've been working on systems to jump into another market, and I'm happy to say that our first month into the market, working with my cousin, who is our acquisitions rep over there, and by taking 15 of our Memphis team members, and they made a full-blown move to Little Rock, we've been able to enter the market with 12 houses under rehab in our first month. So we're really looking forward to it.
You know, when we first met, you didn't have 15 people on the whole team. So this is crazy. And the fact that they would pick up and move, but before they pick up and move, they had to bring in and train their replacements. Talk about that part of it.
Absolutely. So that was part of the two-year training process. So we knew we were going to do this. And so we had to bring folks in and get everyone trained up. And we also had to develop systems to work from afar. So the nice thing is we've got proprietary programs that talk to each other, and we're going to be able to leverage our accounting department. We're going to be able to leverage material sales from our material procurement outfit with tractor trailers taking loads, once a week. We're going to be able to leverage leasing. We're going to be able to leverage resident retention. We're going to be able to leverage all of the systems that we have, with the exception of project management on the ground. And that's where we had to take a good long while in training the replacements here in Memphis before we jumped over to Little Rock.
Now, it is a little ways away, but not that far, just over 2 hours away from Memphis?
Yep, you got it.
Well, tell us about the big picture. I know you've been looking at what the market drivers are there, Liz. We've been talking about Memphis for a long, long time, but Little Rock, Arkansas, that's kind of a new market. What's exciting about that from an investor's point of view?
Yeah, well, Little Rock has a greater population, about 400,000, 900,000 with a greater area. Medical and health sciences are a huge economic driver there, over $9 billion annually, as well as fintech startups, as in financial technologies.
Yeah.
And so that's huge. And then it's also a port city, which gives it a lot of industrial businesses, which is great for renters. Really, except for the address, it's going to look just like our Memphis properties. We're going to see the same renovation materials, most importantly, the same fantastic price-to-rent ratios, of course, our same long warranties and guarantees on occupancy and the rehab as well. So we're excited.
You know, today it was a bit of a walk down memory lane when we went through these houses, because for years you guys have been great at using the same high-quality materials, but renter-friendly in every house. If you're in a Mid-South house, you know it, right? We looked at the roofs. We looked at kind of the cabinets that are awesome that you guys do. So you're bringing that same exact plan to Little Rock.
Yep, it's identical. It absolutely is. And just like in Memphis, the main gig is to make sure that we provide value for the resident. So we're going to do the top of the line rehab, and we're going to be having slightly under market rents, just like we do in Memphis, to give us the best occupancy rate we can get. So right now in Memphis, we're at 99.4% occupancy. Wow. There's just nothing to rent. We're very fortunate that our residents renew and renew and renew their leases. And that's what we're going to do in Little Rock.
Well, let's talk about this, Terry, because this is a competitive advantage, but it's also something that we don't see from a lot of companies. The idea that if you leave a little bit more on the bone for the investor, you guys don't make as much per house, but what you do is you develop a regular clientele that wants to buy more than once.
We do, and we have a bit of a wait list. So, you know, that's one of the reasons that we jumped into Little Rock, is because we've been asked by our investors for years, would we please go to, you know, Little Rock or Kansas City or Cleveland or Detroit? And, you know, we just have been wanting to take our time to build that model and to build the systems to where we could jump over there. And like you said, Little Rock is just down the road. So it's just a perfect place for us to start.
I think we first talked about it maybe 3 years ago, and you had this concept. And nobody wanted to say anything because who knows how long it really takes. In order to articulate the systems that you guys have, it takes a lot of a forethought, and the team has to be trained on it. So the idea that you can take some folks that have worked with you here in Memphis and physically relocate them and their families to Little Rock is a great distinction. How do you now manage the construction and all that part and the rehab from both sides of that? A lot of that's done at the corporate level, obviously,
sure.
but you've got people on the streets now in two markets.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I'm in Little Rock every single Monday, and we take two or three team members from Memphis. The team members that trained their replacements were continuing ongoing training. And one of the fun things about going into a new market, and one of the things that we decided to do, was just because we do it in Memphis doesn't mean that's the way we should do it in Little Rock. And so what we found is that by going to Little Rock and saying, okay, yeah, this is our system there, but let's look at kind of starting from scratch, we've been able to tighten up Memphis because of the way we're looking at Little Rock. So our project manager in Memphis and our project manager in Little Rock converse daily. Our MEP manager in Memphis converses with our MEP manager in Little Rock regularly. And we've also been able to pick up, because we're going to be doing more rehabs over in Little Rock, we've let our suppliers know what's coming down the pipe, and we've also used that as a way to negotiate for better materials. So it's just kind of making us stronger all the way around the board.
Yeah, very exciting. Now, let's talk about some of the numbers there, because like Liz, we saw a house today, $69,000 property that rents for just over $700. Okay, that's going to work all day long. But you talked about the fact that in Little Rock, even though it may be a lesser market in some regards, the prices aren't lower. What does the numbers look like?
Yeah, so we're seeing a little bit more. Some of the rent ranges that work fantastically in Memphis, in Little Rock, are not to our quality standards from a safety standpoint.
Yep.
And so we're going to be a slightly higher tier, which is great because we have a diversity of philosophy among our investor buyers, some for price range and class. And so Little Rock will be coming in the 70s and 80,000s with rents in the 800s and 900s.
Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome. In fact, today, I think I saw an anomaly, something I've never seen, which is a Mid-South house that was six figures. We saw a $119,000 house today.
Yeah,
it's rare that we can buy a house cheap enough to make it work in the $100,000 or $110,000 price range, because you're competing with owner occupants in those areas. And so every once in a while, you get lucky. And so when we do, we're just grateful for it.
You know, we sat there in the office today and looked at the map. Way back when, all we saw on that map was, Midtown and Fraser. You guys have really expanded kind of your reach. Talk about how you've had to expand here in Memphis in order to meet investor demand without compromising quality.
Sure. So just like it took us several years to make the jump to Little Rock, we cut our teeth in Midtown and Fraser. If we wanted to, we could be doing rehabs in Millington, which is about 20 minutes or 30 minutes north of us. We could be doing stuff in South Haven, and never in South Haven, Mississippi, and never say never, but we don't want to spread ourselves out too much geographically from home base in Memphis. And what I mean by that, and that's from a technician standpoint and from folks that are rehabbing houses. So we don't want to drive too terribly far, and we like to get real good at something and get those systems and foundations built before we jump to another area. And so first we were hammering Midtown, then it was Fraser, then it was Parkway Village, then it was Whitehaven, then it was Hickory Hill. And so we just like to hammer out all the nuances of the different areas of town before we go whole hog.
Now, when it comes to the trades, there's a couple things you have to manage. Obviously, when you rehab a house, that's considerable amount of work, and they're all different, but you guys don't just, you know, slap paint and carpet in them. It's a substantial work, and that can take some time. But you've also got to answer tenant repairs and challenges and things like that. And yep. Based on the scope and scale, one of the most important things for an investor is that the tenant stays happy.
Absolutely. So just like we do in Memphis, the same technicians that, say, installed an HVAC system in a brand new rehab, we're very fortunate not to have turnover. So we've been working with the same folks for 15, 16, 17 years. And so the nice thing is whoever did an install for us on a Mid-South rehab, if the system needs maintenance down the road, we look back and see who did that install in that house, and we send back the same technician. And so we're fortunate that we're going to be able to do that in Little Rock. The only cool thing is that we're going to be able to answer our repair line in Memphis and dispatch a technician in Little Rock the same way we do sending them five minutes down the road. Now we just send them, you know, 120 miles down the road.
So you have the same command center in terms of coordination.
Yes.
It's just where the physical people are that are going to do the work.
Absolutely. All of the technicians that are going to be swinging hammers in Little Rock live in Little Rock.
Now, Liz, one of the things we always encourage people to ask when they go into a new state especially is, what about tenant landlord law? So you're very familiar, obviously, with Tennessee. Now we're talking about Arkansas. What are maybe some of the things we need to know about Arkansas tenant landlord law?
Absolutely. It's one of the things we were so excited about. It is, once again, more liberal than it would even be good common sense to execute.
Yep.
Obviously, if so, the second day someone is late, there's no sense to file eviction, but the law gives you that level of leeway. So when the rare time someone falls on hard times, you're going to have all of the options that you want. Little Rock also has the same construction style that we love in Memphis. I've toured in a lot of different cities, and some cities have tons of frame houses. Some of the construction style is very large, typically are very small. And we've got that Goldilocks construction style with a lot of brick houses between 1,000 and 1,500 square feet, three-bedroom, two-bath ranches built on a slab. It's good low maintenance construction style.
Well, and this is one of the concerns, of course, is that you can only deliver as good of a product as you start out with, since you're the rehab business. So I know that was one of the things you guys were looking at, is, are we going to be able to get housing stock? And then, of course, just acquisition. You guys have always been great about finding enough inventory. Is it the same story in Little Rock?
It is. Fortunately, my cousin Thomas and his business partner, Matt, over there, they're full-time in the business. Matt's a broker over there. Thomas is an agent and has his own business that doesn't conflict with ours. And they are pros at finding houses. They're both homegrown guys in Little Rock. And so they've got all the relationships there. They've got relationships with wholesalers, with agents, with banks that we could never get. And that's another reason that it was just a perfect fit for us.
And one of the cool things, Robert, is all of your listeners that are already on my wait list many times for the third, fourth, fifth time are already in line for these Little Rock properties. I'm going to be offering these properties straight down our regular wait list. They'll be on our regular MidSouthHomeBuyers.com website. Our management agreement for Little Rock and Arkansas will be up there. And so it'll all be the same consistent forms.
Well, that is music to the listener's ears, because I'll tell you, one of the things, if we ever get any negative about you guys, which just never happens, the only thing people say is, gosh, it sometimes takes a long time to get a house.
Well, we are working on that.
All right. We're talking to Liz Nolan and Terry Kirk from Mid-South. More when we come back. Also, we'll play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
Hey, Hey, it's Robert Helms. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. I want to personally invite you to come see an amazing real estate market that combines excellent cash flow, offshore diversification, and what we affectionately call lifestyle investing. Come join me from November 15th to 18th in the beautiful country of Belize. The Real Estate Guys have been bringing investors to Belize for more than 14 years now, and our discovery trip is designed to show you the market like nobody else can. Sure, Belize is breathtakingly beautiful. The people are wonderful. And wait till you taste the food. But the real opportunity is the real estate investment potential. 2018 was the biggest year in tourism Belize has ever witnessed, and this year is coming on strong. How does that translate to real estate investment? That's what you have to come see. There's all types of opportunity in Belize, including both long and short-term rentals, commercial and retail triple net properties, business opportunities, land acquisition, development, agriculture, and more. And as the only country in Latin America with English as its official language, it's easy to understand the law. Property rights are strong, and contracts are in English. And in Ambergris Key, a unique situation exists where demand for rentals continues to outstrip supply, creating a compelling environment for investors. So come see for yourself. Join me November 15th through 18th in Ambergris Key, Belize, as we study the market, learn about the sustainable drivers, and tour lots of beautiful real estate. And like all of our field trips, there are no properties for sale during the weekend. Rather, you'll meet lots of local providers that will help educate you about the market so that you can follow up with them after the trip if the market is interesting to you. But that ball's in your court. You'll receive their contact details, but they won't receive yours unless you give it to them. You've heard about Belize and the Real Estate Guys for all these years. Now come see what all the excitement is about. Plus, we'll have lots of time over meals and activities to talk about all things real estate. To get the details, go to the website at realestateguysradio.com and click on events where you'll find the Belize Discovery Trip. Once you register, you'll get information about our group hotel rates as well as travel details. So join me in Belize November 15th through 18th. It's a beautiful country with lots of amazing possibilities, and the only thing missing is you. Go to realestateguysradio.com under events. I look forward to seeing you in beautiful Belize.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. If you want to expand your consciousness, expand your wealth, expand your future, and have more delight and excite in your future than in your past, keep listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. No matter how you're doing that, tell a friend about The Real Estate Guys. It's great to visit with Liz and Terry, and we'll get back with them. Before we do, however, it's time to play Real Estate Trivia. Your chance to win a prize by knowing the answer to today's Real Estate Trivia question, which has something to do with the market that we're talking about. When you hear the question and think you know the answer, send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, your guess, and your mailing address, because if you're the first one with the right answer, you're going to get an awesome book called Resilience, Turning Your Setback into a Comeback, a collection of amazing stories from folks you're going to dig, and that can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week, we had Lo Hornbuckle and Austin Good on the show. We talked about their Opportunity Zone investment in senior housing. We asked this: which country has the most people over 100 years old? Well, the answer, the United States of America.
My grandmother's one of them.
Well, there you go. Followed by number two, Japan, and number three, France. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. Arkansas produces more of a certain staple food than any other U.S. state. Which one?
Roadkill.
Which staple food does Arkansas produce? That's not the answer. But if you think you know, or you just want to guess, I mean, that's not a hugely broad category of foods, then send off your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, your answer to the question, and your mailing address so that we can send you Resilience, Turning Your Setback into a Comeback. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're in Memphis, Tennessee, talking to our good friend Terry Kerr and Liz Nolan, and they've been here in this market for a long time. Very excited you guys are expanding now to Little Rock, Arkansas. Just a stone's throw away, but it does a couple of things. I think the fact that you can now offer a choice to people allows two things. I know existing investors are going to be happy to diversify. Even though people love the product and you're in different parts of the Memphis marketplace, just the idea of being in a separate market is kind of a diversification strategy. Sure. And then the second thing is just more opportunity, hopefully, for inventory.
Certainly, certainly. And, you know, we already bought a commercial building over there. So we've already got the outfit set up for our new property management office over there, which is also the staging ground for all of the materials. So when we take an 18-wheeler truckload over there to supply the rehabs for a week, it all gets staged over there. Like I said earlier, we just took our time to make sure that we had all of our I's dotted and T's crossed before we jumped. And that is our hope, is to be able to provide a whole lot more houses for our buyers and your listeners.
Yeah, which is great. And this is news. I mean, a lot of your existing clients actually may be hearing this for the first time. I know you're getting ready to roll this out and have some newsletters and stuff. So just know that they've heard you loud and clear. The inventory's coming. And yet, one of the things I really appreciate about you guys is, in all these years, no matter how strong demand has been, you haven't compromised your quality standards just to deliver inventory.
Well, you know, when I first got started in this business, the profit margins were a lot juicier. Memphis has gotten on the map a little bit more. And so there's just been more and more competition. But we're fortunate that we've been able to find ways to do some vertical integration that cuts our costs down and allows us to continue to put all of our funds into the rehab to keep the quality high in the rehab. Because like I said, if we do that, then the resident is happy because they've got a quality product. The property doesn't break down for the owner. The owner's happy. They come back and buy more properties from us. We're very fortunate to have our repeat buyers. And I don't know, the stars have just been aligned and we're very grateful.
Well, and the whole thing about scaling up, I mean, remember the first time we came and you kept a good amount of materials on hand in your first facility so that the guys weren't spending their time always running over to Home Depot or Lowe's. Now, boy, that is just on steroids. Looking down that long facility with all that material that you guys have, it's a whole different level. And to your point, being able to buy at a much better price, you turn around and pass that right on to the customers.
We do. We do. It was one of the ways, it was really the only way that we were going to be able to take that juice from the difference in what we could purchase for at Home Depot and what we can purchase from the same folks that supply the big boxes, and get that extra juice to be able to give it to our Memphis acquisitions team to say, hey, we're going to be able to have this new margin, use it for buying power, go out and offer more money for these properties. So fortunately, it worked.
Well, and one of the things that I appreciate about you, Terry, is you've always made it a habit of seeing every house that you guys are involved with. I mean, yep. You go out and you take a look at several stages sometimes during the project, and I'm happy to hear that's going to be true in Little Rock as well.
Absolutely. I'm fortunate to have somebody that drives for me so I can return emails and phone calls.
Yeah.
And just hit the ground running.
Very, very cool. Now, for folks that maybe are being introduced to you guys for the first time, we've been friends forever, and we've got a lot of listeners, as you know, that have become clients of yours, and they're thrilled about that. But for someone who's brand new, what are some of the big advantages of maybe considering the turnkey operation where everything's done for you?
Well, first, you've got the quality of renovation that we've been touching on. Every Mid-South house is renovated to an identical standard every time. Brand new 30-year roof, brand new water heater, brand new furnace, brand new air condenser, let alone the quality of the doorknob handles, the ceiling fans, with a bumper-to-bumper one-year warranty on that. That's the longest in the industry. You've got, most importantly with, and you guys preach this all the time, in-house property management, where all the accountability is in place. That's why we're able to offer a lifetime occupancy guarantee that says that if your property were ever vacant for more than 90 days, we would start paying you rent on the 91st. Day. And we're proud to say we've never spent a penny on that because they just don't stay vacant that long. But I speak to folks that have experienced it rather regularly in other markets and in other situations. So it's a nice peace of mind for a turnkey investor that maybe is a doctor or a pilot and not as familiar with real estate.
Now, Liz, you know, we used to come to Memphis and do these great field trips and tour all around, but what's happened is you are anxious and available to host people anytime they want to come. And I know many times a week you'll be tooling people around, sometimes one, sometimes a few. Talk about that part. Someone who doesn't know Little Rock, they don't know Memphis, how can they come get to know the market?
Absolutely. There's so much value in it. My running joke is that 90% of my life is explaining what a $60,000 house is to Californians and New Yorkers. The fact that these are quality quality neighborhoods with the lawns mowed, kids riding their bikes down the street that can attract a stable, highly qualified tenant. It's so foreign to most people. Most people don't come and see, about 5% of our clientele probably comes and visits, but it just pushes your confidence through the roof. When folks come down, I'm going to tour you through our offices. As Terry mentioned, we don't have very much turnover. He provides an incredible place to work. So you'll be meeting people that will be managing your property for years to come. I'm going to show you houses in about four different stages of renovation, everything from a junker to a beautiful move-in ready home. Those are the hardest to find because the tenants move right in. We'll get some good barbecue for lunch, and you're going to come away with a great understanding of our business model and where you're investing.
And it's fun for us because we get to develop a personal one-on-one relationship. So we know that a lot of you guys just don't have the time to come out, and that's cool, but boy, we sure love it when y'all can.
You know, I still remember the first field trip. You wanted to show a rent-ready house, and you were able to. But what folks didn't realize, and I don't know if you remember this, but there was the van for the people moving in parked around the corner, like they were literally waiting until we left to move right into the house.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah. So Memphis has been great, right? I don't know if it hurt or it helped when Forbes came out and called it the number one cash flow market in America a few years back, but people have been very interested in this. And now hopefully with Little Rock, same thing, looks strong. You guys have certainly been meticulous about getting into the market. Without any promises or any of that, any vision to do any more than that? Will we see other markets from Mid-South maybe one day?
Man, never say never, but we're looking forward to cutting our teeth on Little Rock for the next few years and developing our non-Memphis system. And if that works the way, well, we know it's going to work because it's already working. But like I said, the main thing is we want to keep the stress down for our staff. And someday when we're all ginning in Little Rock and our staff is ready to roll, then yeah, we'll take a look at another market.
You know, two things about walking to your office today. One, everyone's just great, right? Everyone's friendly. It seems like they're in all in a good mood. And I don't know if you come through right before, you know, I show up and tell them to snap in a place or not. But when you scale, when you hire, I mean, you have probably, you're probably four times as big as a company as last time we were here. That's a hard thing for many people to do, but it's a culture that you create where people are serving the end user. And I think a big part of this, at least from my point of view, is that you're so tenant-centric, and the tenants who normally are just an inconvenience to a lot of companies feel like they are treated so well right from the beginning. You don't charge a fee for applications. People can go show the houses themselves sometimes. Yeah. Talk about that part of it, starting the tenant relationship with you guys.
Sure. Well, it's a culture of respect. Like you said, it all starts with our resident, and we trust them. If they've gone through the application process and we've approved them, we'll give them the keys to the house and they can show themselves. And knock on wood, we've never had anyone do anything underhanded. And of course, we aren't going to give them the keys until we've done a criminal background check, we've done employment verification, they're 100% full-blown vetted, and they're right. And we're going to let them move in. But that's where it starts, and I think that they appreciate us letting them do that. And then from there on, it's when something breaks, doggone it, go fix it. Because one of the main things that we hear, because we always ask, and it's the first question we ask when someone applies, is, why are you leaving? And the number one answer is why they're leaving their current landlord is because the landlord won't make repairs. Well, we want to start off giving them the best quality product we can, so the repair is going to be very minimal. But if a squirrel chews through something and gets into the attic, we're going to go over there and take care of it quick. So I think it all starts there, and then from there, it's hiring managers that understand our philosophy. So whenever we're growing and we're looking to hire someone, the first thing we're looking for is someone who's got a kind heart and understands our culture of respect. And then if we get past that, then we'll go on to the next stage. And I'm happy to say that our managers do a wonderful job of being understanding and also knowing how to toe the line.
Now, Liz, you're pretty much frontline in terms of investors. So if someone's interested in this, they're going to get a hold of you. Take us through that process. And maybe what are some of the things that you wish people knew before they came or before they talked to you?
Oh, man. You know, actually, I welcome all phone calls and all contact. Nobody has to know anything. I always say I help people buy their very first investment property in life, and I help folks buy their 400th property as well. All kind of routes on the website lead to me, the phone, the emails, and my team. The customer service that we give the renters, our investors get as well. We were talking, it's a trust relationship that you build because we're going to be caring for you and your investment for a really long time. I block off actually an hour for every single person that contacts us, and sometimes roll over. I'm helping, again, sometimes folks that are renting in Manhattan or Santa Monica, and it is their first house. And sometimes if they're a CPA with 300 houses, they have really tough questions, and we talk for a long time too. So no prior education required.
Awesome. And it is a great first investment. The prices are relatively low. The markets are both relatively stable. Tenant landlord law's good. You know, oftentimes people will ask about a particular investment and I'll say, you know, I don't give investment advice, but that might not be a good first or second investment. Get some experience, you know, under your belt. But in this case, these are ideal bread and butter rental properties, and I can't think of a reason not to own a couple hundred of them. Now, obviously, there's going to be more information people need, and when we come back, we're going to talk about exactly how you can get a ton of great information. Terry, you've written some great reports over the years that have been mainstays in our report section. Liz, I know you've got a new report coming out soon about Little Rock, so we'll tell you about how you can get those when you come back. Final Jeopardy, if you will. There's so many things that you can do with your time and your talent and so forth, and people just love the work that you do. Tell us what the future is for Mid-South and what gets you up in the morning, Jerry?
Well, you know, Liz and I were talking recently, and we're never going to retire. We love doing this stuff. So we're just going to keep getting up in the morning and doing the same thing over and over. We've been doing it for 17 years. And so now we're just going to do the same thing we've been doing in Memphis, and we're just going to do it in Little Rock. So really, really no changes except for just more of the same.
All right. Good stuff. Well, it is so good to see you guys. Thanks for being back on the program.
Thanks,
Thank
Robert.
You so much for having us, Robert.
More when we come back, you're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Sumrock. At this year's AIM NACON, you'll find out why apartments have been and continue to be the hottest sector for real estate investing, and why more and more people are moving their money out of Wall Street into real estate, specifically apartment buildings. Plus, with the new tax laws, learn how owning and investing in apartments are even more attractive right now in 2019. Learn from some of the best speakers and investors in the country. Gain access to industry experts and service providers from all over the USA that can help you earn more money and pay less taxes. Meet and network with hundreds of other apartment investors and other like-minded individuals. So whether you are new to investing or already an experienced apartment owner that wants to go bigger and faster, this conference is definitely for you. I'll see you there.
Join Robert Kiyosaki, Harry Dent, Tom Wheelwright, the Apartment King, Brad Sumrock, and the Real Estate Guys at the second annual Apartment Investor Mastery National Conference. It takes place Saturday, August 10th in Dallas, Texas. For all the details, send an email to aimnatcon, that's AIMNATCON, at realestateguysradio.com. aimnatcon at realestateguysradio.com. Hungry for more real estate investing ideas? Here's two steps you can take today. First, go to realestateguysradio.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get access to a continuous feed of thought-provoking commentary specifically for real estate investors, while also focusing on broader picture economics. Then, once you're at our site, look for the Resources tab, where you'll find our amazing collection of special reports. Browse dozens of white papers, webinars, and market reports, and request the ones that appeal to you. What are you waiting for? Head to realestateguysradio.com to implement education for effective action.
Hi, this is Bill Bonner. I'm author of Hormageddon, and I'm the publisher at Agora, where we publish more than 2.5 million readers around the world with the Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. Hey, if you've ever wanted to put together bigger deals using other folks' capital, then you need to come out to the Secrets of Successful Syndication. It happens in September in Dallas, Texas. Whether you're looking to invest money passively or you're looking to raise money from passive investors, it's 2 days of awesome, awesome education and amazing faculty and networking with a whole bunch of really cool people. All the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com. Well, it is always fun to come to Memphis, Tennessee, and it's always great to hear from Terry and Liz.
Yeah, Terry's such a pragmatic businessman. You know, you listen to him and you find a guy who's really the essence of an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur's mission is to find a way to serve more people for less. And you don't always think of it that way because you think, well, how can I make more money? But, you know, you do that by expanding your volume. You do that by expanding your margin, by cutting costs and making your operation more efficient. Terry is really unique in the real estate space in that he really is an operationally minded business guy. And when you see his operation, you can see that happening. And his methodical approach towards getting into a new market is solving a problem. It's the inventory problem. And then being able to continue to deliver those cash flows that everybody is so anxious to get in real estate that have become harder and harder to come by. So we've been saying for a long time that the marketplaces we think have potentially great opportunity are those marketplaces that are not the primary markets, but are more the secondary, even tertiary markets. But they've got to have some proximity. Obviously, Little Rock is a state capital, so it's not like some little tiny city. It's also, you know, not the largest metropolis in the world, only 2 hours from Memphis. And so I'm anxious to learn more about the market. I know Terry's already done his homework on all that. But I do know that if Terry Kerr's involved, the probability of it being a great experience is high.
Well, he doesn't do anything halfway. I mean, it's so impressive. Remember when we first went and we saw that he kept basic materials on hand, all the paint, all the tile, all the colors, smoke detectors, lighting fixtures, those kinds of things. Very impressive. Today, their warehouse is more than 10 times as big as it was back then. And literally, as you heard him say, they don't buy from the big box stores anymore. They buy from the suppliers that they buy from. So they pass on those costs. Liz gave me a great example when we were out touring houses. She showed me a light fixture above a door. She goes, I don't know if you remember, but we used to use these $4 light fixtures. And the problem with them is they fall off and break, or the tenant's bringing something in and knocks the thing off. And it's a service call to go out there, and we would end up replacing these every a couple of years. Instead, now we put a light fixture that costs 4.5 times as much, $18, but these things are indestructible. The tenants can't break them. They look better. It's a nicer finish. And most people don't think that way, especially in the rehab and resell business. They think make it look nice, but as cheap as possible. But because Mid-South manages the properties and holds them in their inventory, you're not required to use them, but most people do, of course, they're thinking long term. And I think that's just indicative of the way that Liz and Terry think about business.
Well, really, that's the key. And if you think about it, as important it is as being able to buy direct and have standardization and all those types of things and all those what I'll call little efficiencies, the really big efficiency is eliminating tenant turnover and having longer tenancies. And part of the way you do that is by giving great customer service and forming great personal relationships with your tenants. The one thing that I've really been impressed with when I get a chance to go out and visit Terry and Liz is how much emphasis they put on forming personal relationships and having their team form personal relationships with the tenants. Even seeing the tenants through some tougher times and building that real loyalty, it may seem counterintuitive to give somebody a little bit of grace when they're having a difficult time, but the reality is it ends up improving their loyalty to you and the length of their stay and the chances of you getting referrals, you know. And so I just think that when you're in it, Robert, to your point, when you're in it for the long haul, when you think about being in it for the long haul, when you're in the relationship for the long haul, you think differently. And so Terry understands when he's flipping a property that he's going to have to manage that property long term. And he understands that when you're going to have to manage that property for long term, that lots of little things matter. And most importantly, the relationship matters. And that's the part that they probably do better than anything else they do. And they do a lot of other things really, really well.
Hey, if it sounds interesting, if you think Little Rock, Arkansas might be a market to consider, then Terry and Liz put together some great information. All you have to do is send an email to, you know what it's going to be, littlerock@realestateguysradio.com. Little Rock at realestateguysradio.com. That'll also get you contact information for Mid-South. If you've already been an investor in Memphis and you want to consider an adjacent but different market, this could be a way to go. Or if you're a new investor, the great thing about these properties is the absolute purchase price is pretty low. So a 20% down payment isn't a lot of money, but it gets you in the real estate game. So whether you're just looking to add doors or maybe get your first rental property, just send an email to Little Rock at realestateguysradio.com. Big thanks to Terry and Liz for their amazing hospitality, and congratulations to them for expanding their market while still providing excellent service. We've got another great show for you next week. Until then, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.